Today's an unusual message. I'm in a two-week series, and I do it in the summertime around the 4th of July. It's called In God We Trust. Can you say that with us? In God We Trust. Most people don't realize, in the 1950s, President Eisenhower and this country adopted that statement, In God We Trust, as our national motto. That is our national motto. Did y'all know that? That's what it is, okay? It was put on the coins and things like that years before that, in the late 1800s and the early 1900s, so that other nations around the world would know that we just didn't do this ourselves. We're not a heathen nation. This is what everybody said. That's why we put those kinds of things on our coinage, so that people will know who gets the glory, who gets the credit, and where we came from. Boy, you don't hear that much anymore, do you? Say, that's history. So we're continuing a series. If you'd like to get the first three presidents of the United States, we have them. They play on the Christian Television Network, television station as well. But you can get the first three presidents. We have them, I believe, available, some of them today. That'd be Washington, Adams, and Jefferson. Did they believe in God?
Surely they didn't.
Yeah, they did. You're going to find out about it just from their own mouths. Today's an unusual message. Usually they have lots of scripture. But today, we're going to let the states do the talking. Okay? And I'm just the messenger boy this morning. So let's go with the message. Another part in the series, In God We Trust. We're not the red states or the blue states. We are the United States of America. Yeah, that's good stuff. Yeah, good. I agree with it. Who said that? Right there, President Barack Obama. He said it. I agree with it. Certainly don't agree with everything he said, that's for sure. You're going to find that out this morning. However, we are not just red states or blue states. We are the what? The United States of America. Yeah, come on, praise the Lord. You can't a little bit, you're going to have to hush. But here we go. Amen. Here we go. Let's keep moving. Keep going. Is the United States of America, the title of my message this morning, is the United States of America a Christian nation? Okay? Now listen. That's great. I'm glad you said that. However, on foreign land, on a big tour, President Barack Obama said we are not a Christian nation. Okay? Now, whether you believe that or not, doesn't matter to a hoot to me, because we're going to lay out the facts today. Is everybody in America a Christian? Of course not. That'd be silly to say that. Do we have freedom of expression and freedom of religion? Can people worship any way they seem to please here in our country? Of course they can. Okay? But just because everybody's not a Christian, and just because people can worship their car or whatever, a tree or whatever they want to worship, does not mean that we're not a Christian nation. And it does not mean that this country was not founded on Christian principles. Okay? And we're going to see that today. We are a Christian nation. Can you say that with me? We are a Christian nation. Now, if you don't want to be a part of a Christian nation, move! But we are a Christian nation. Not everybody's a Christian, but we are a Christian nation. And I want to help you today. Any message I give on Sunday, you can go to our website on Monday. You can click on PowerPoints. It'll give you the full screen, everything that you see. You can have it for your own. You can study the Word of God. I've got so many on there that you can use. A lot of people use them. Even all over the place they use them. This one will be available for you tomorrow, I think. You're going to want to review this one. Okay? Let's go with it. Here we go. I want to start off here in Florida. Listen to what the Florida Supreme Court said about the United States of America not that long ago. And this wasn't some joke that said this. This is the Florida Supreme Court in 1950. Different species of democracy have existed for more than 2,000 years. But democracy, as we know it, has never existed among the unchurched. This is the Supreme Court of Florida, by the way. A people unschooled about the sovereignty of God, the Ten Commandments, the ethics of Jesus, could never have evolved the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, and the Constitution. There is not one solitary fundamental of our democratic policy that did not stem directly from the basic moral concepts as embodied in the what? Decalogue and the ethics of, just guess, pull a guy's name out of hat. Jesus. No one knew this better than who? The founding Father. And who's saying this? Some right-wing, radical preacher, wild-eyed, crazy man? No. Florida Supreme Court, 1950. And we do live in what state? Somebody tell me.
Florida.
Okay. Now, many secularists, and you need to hang in here with me, really listen, help me now. Many secularists would say, no, we are not a Christian nation. And whether it's the president or anybody else who says that, when they say, no, we're not a Christian nation, they're saying they are a secularist. Okay? Secularists will say we're not a Christian nation. And here's one of the main arguments they'll use. Here it is right here. One of the main arguments would be that the word what? God does not appear in our what? And see now, if we were a Christian nation and all these people were so spiritual that you crazy Christians are talking about, there'd have been God in the Constitution. You know, sometimes our little math don't add up when we talk. Okay? Just because God's not in the Constitution does not mean we're not a Christian nation. Now, they'll tell you that. And they'll get you to go, well, my gosh. Well, hang on. Here we go. They suggest that the framers of the Constitution had little or no interest in God or religion, which is so stupid. Okay? And we're going to see that today, so hang in here with me. The fact is, why is God not mentioned in the Constitution? Well, one good reason is this. Look, the fact is that the Constitution, especially the First Amendment of the Constitution, was written with Congress in mind. This was talking specifically, this First Amendment, about Congress. And it wasn't talking about individuals or individual states. It prohibits the federal government from interfering with the freedom of religion. Congress shall make no law. Amen? Prohibiting the free exercise of religion, or they can make no law establishing religion. Aren't you glad Congress ain't in charge of church? Somebody tell me. Come on! Listen, it prohibits, not from us loving God and having church and all that, it actually prohibits Congress, it prohibits the federal government from taking over our religion like it has GM! Okay? That's why that's there. It's not so that we can't worship freely. It's not because we didn't have founders who loved God. But they knew better. They knew better. If we put government in charge of our churches and starting churches, it'll be a mess. And by the way, they had come, many of them, from across the seas where religion was imposed upon them. Y'all understand? Say. And so that's why that was there. And so let's keep digging a little deeper this morning. It's actually the United States, the individual states that show whether or not we're a Christian nation. See, we have the Constitution of the United States, but did you know each state has its own what? Constitution. See, that's why this Constitution doesn't need to say all kinds of stuff, because you know what? The individual states have it in their own power and right to tell you what they think and what they believe and what they're going to do. Okay? So, hang in here with me with that kind of thinking. State constitutions are solely concerned with their own what? See, North Carolina's constitution don't give a big whoop about South Carolina's. All right? And Florida don't give a big whoop about Alabama's. When they wrote their constitutions individually in their own states, they were concerned with their own state and the rights and privileges of their own what? Individuals living inside their own state. Now hang in here with me and don't lose me. So now we're going to make the case. Is the United States of America a what? Now remember now, listen to me, pop it up. Let's take a look at the states of the United States. If we're going to answer the question, are we a Christian nation or not, I've got to look at the states. I've got to get out of Washington, D.C. Did y'all know that? Say, you've got to get me out of that place. Okay? I got to get into the real world out here called the United States. Amen? So let's look at the United States this morning. The individual states. And guess what? We're not going to just look at the red ones or the blue ones. We're going to look at all of them. Amen? Let's see if your state's here. Here we go. Let's call the roll. Are y'all cool so far, say? You feel like you had a history talk with Uncle Gary? Here we go. You're going to learn something today. You're going to help yourself today. You ought to thank God. Let's do it right now. Come on, praise the Lord for America again. Come on! Thank you, Lord, for this great country! Hey! Who's in office? Who's out of office? Who's up? Who's down? Let me tell you something. This is a great nation because we have a great God. Amen? And that's who we trust. That's who we put our faith and confidence in. So let's call the roll. How can I learn if we're a Christian nation or not? Because the word God doesn't appear in the Constitution. Oh, it appears in a lot of other documents that they wrote, by the way. And you can't go to Washington without it chiseled all over the buildings everywhere. Oh, no, we don't believe in God. Somebody came in here and did this in the dead of night. Come on. Come on. Let's call the roll. The great state of Alabama. Amen. If you happen to be from what state, you may go ahead and raise your hand when I get to these. Amen. You go ahead and wave a little bit. There we go. Alabama. What did they say in their constitution? In the preamble. By the way, the preamble is at the beginning. Okay? We, the people of the state of Alabama, in order to establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, those who come behind us. Invoking the favor and guidance, somebody help me, of Almighty God, we do ordain and establish the following constitution and form the government for the state of Alabama. I believe Alabama gets a check mark, don't you? Amen? And by the way, you'll find that kind of talk, Almighty God, in the Bible. You won't find it in any other religion, friend. You see, are you listening? When somebody says Almighty God, stuff like that, they're talking about the God of the Bible. And thankfully, most of all these states were formed before a man named Charles Darwin ever came on the scene. They didn't hear a bunch of this Mickey Mouse mess. They had no problem believing they were created with certain inalienable rights. And that's how they founded this land. So Alabama kicks it off. How about let's go with Alaska? Here we go. You betcha. Here we go. We the people of Alaska, grateful to who? And to those who founded our nation and pioneered this great land in order to secure and transmit to succeeding generations our heritage of political, civil, and religious liberty within the union of states to ordain and establish this constitution for the state of Alaska. Keep rolling. How about this one? Arizona. I can't help but think of John McCain. He kept saying, my friends, I was going to choke him. No, I'm just kidding. my friends, here we go. How about Arizona? We the people of the state of Arizona, say it with me, grateful to who? Almighty. Arkansas. Oh yeah. Bill Clinton. You know, here we go. Here we go. We the people of the state of Arkansas, grateful to Almighty God for the privilege of choosing our own form of government. Who are they grateful to? Somebody help me. You're going to get wore out because I'm not stopping. I'm not quitting because there'll be somebody in this crowd. I don't know what about. Yeah, you're going to be. Yeah, here we go. How about this? The great state of California. Arnold. Grateful to Almighty God! I mean, honestly, California? Yeah! For our freedom in order to secure and perpetuate its blessings, we do establish this Constitution. America is not a Christian nation. Need to read some history. Amen? This was not that hard to find. All you got to do is click on states and preambles and constitutions of the United States, and you can see the United States, all of them are just flooded with this kind of language. That's where you live. Did you know? You just thought it happened, didn't you? God's a great God. He'll not be toyed with or mocked. He established this land of freedom. Our country has changed the world. Did you know that? We spread the gospel. 90 to 95% of missions who are going around the world, the support for those missionaries come from one country. Take a wild guess. The United States of America. You know, putting the gospel around the world. Does that mean we don't have problems? We got problems? Sure we do. But let's don't, when we have our problems, take away God's glory and His credit. Colorado, Rocky Mountain High. We the people of Colorado, with profound what? Reverence for who? The supreme ruler of the... But we weren't religious people. Man, are you kidding me? Supreme ruler of the universe. Who is that? Somebody tell me. Connecticut. The people of Connecticut acknowledge with gratitude the good providence. By the way, that means that God orchestrates things and lays down things and plans things in the future, that you're not an accident. We acknowledge with gratitude the good providence of God in having permitted them to enjoy a free government. Who are they giving credit to for this government? Somebody tell me. He's sovereign. He gives us this government that we enjoy. Keep looking. If you're bored, just slap yourself. Delaware. Through divine goodness, all men have by nature the rights of worshiping and serving who? They're what? We're not created, you evolved. They didn't think so. They didn't think so much that they put it in their preamble before they wrote their constitution. So if you're here today and you don't think you were created, you're out of step with your founding fathers. You out of step with the Bible. Right out the gate, in the beginning, somebody quote it with me. God created the heavens and the earth. Because He knew we were a little slow, so He put it on page one. Amen? Come on. I'm slow. How about the great state of Florida? Here we go. How about Florida? We, the people of the state of Florida, being grateful to Almighty God for our what? Liberty. In order to secure its benefits, perfect our government, ensure domestic tranquility, maintain public order, guarantee equal and civil and political rights to all, we do ordain and establish this Constitution. Boy, Florida said, Lord, without you, we can't do any of this stuff. Amen, that's good. Georgia, the old Bulldogs, here we go. To perpetuate the principles of free government, ensure justice to all, preserve peace, promote the interests and happiness of the citizen and of the family, and transmit the posterity and enjoyment of liberty, we, the people of Georgia, relying upon the protection and guidance of Almighty God, do ordain and establish this Constitution. I mean, just think about it. Think about what kind of words they could have. I mean, they could have chosen all kinds of words, right? They could have chosen Allah. They could have chosen Buddha. They could have chosen anybody. Who did they keep choosing? Somebody tell me. Almighty God. It's no mistake, friend. Don't be duped in believing that this is not a Christian nation. Hawaii, for crying out loud. Look at this. We, the people of Hawaii, grateful for what? Divine guidance. It's everywhere you look in every constitution. Idaho. We, the people of the state of Idaho, grateful to Almighty God for our freedom. We're rolling with the roll call. Here we go. Feel like you had a big convention, don't you? Here we go. Keep going. Illinois. Amen. This doesn't sound like Blagojevich. Excuse me. Here we go. We, the people of the state of Illinois, grateful to Almighty God for the civil, political, and religious liberty which who? He has permitted us to enjoy, and seeking who? His blessing upon our endeavors. Makes you proud, doesn't it, Tim? Being born right there. Praise the Lord. Keep looking. Indiana. Got anybody from Indiana in the house? Oh, look at that. Look at this one. To the end, that justice be established, public order maintained, and liberty perpetuated, we the people of the state of Indiana, grateful to who? Almighty God for the free exercise of the right to choose our own form of government. We do ordain this Constitution. Hey, I'm not bored at all. I love this kind of stuff. Did y'all know that? Say, I love it. I enjoyed it thoroughly in my office. Iowa, we the people of the state of Iowa, grateful to the what? Supreme being. And don't let that fool you. They didn't mean, okay, well, there's all these other gods, so we're going to call them a supreme being. They knew exactly who they were talking about. Y'all cool? For the blessings hitherto enjoyed, and feeling our dependence upon who? Him. For a continuation of those blessings. Anything we get's coming from Him. Kansas. We the people of Kansas, grateful to Almighty God for our civil and religious privileges. I know y'all doing the alphabet thing. We're making it. Kentucky. We, the people of the Commonwealth of Kentucky, grateful to Almighty God. Keep looking. Louisiana. We, the people of Louisiana, grateful to Almighty God for the civil, political, economic, religious liberties we enjoy. By the way, we're going down the roll. I don't think I've missed one yet, have I? Hey, there we go. There we go. Maine. Surely not Maine. We, the people of Maine, in order to establish justice, ensure tranquility, provide for our mutual defense, promote our common welfare, secure ourselves and our posterity the blessings of liberty, acknowledging with grateful hearts the goodness of the supreme ruler of the universe. I mean, man, they wanted to make sure you knew what who they're talking about, right? Can you believe it? Are you telling me, Clark, I live in a country that at the beginning of every constitution, they acknowledge God? Not only do they acknowledge Him, they are grateful to Him. And they're asking Him to not only bless them, but their kids that follow. That's what I'm telling you. That's where you live. Makes you want to go celebrate, doesn't it? Keep going. We're looking. Maryland. We, the people of the state of Maryland, grateful to who? Almighty God. Well, I'm not seeing Democrat or Republican up there, are you? I'm not seeing any man get any credit. Are you? Yes or no? God help us. Hey, Massachusetts. I thought when I looked at this one, Massachusetts ain't no way. And I know you might. How many's from Massachusetts? Can I see? Oh, my gosh. Well, you of all people are going to be shocked. Here we go. We, therefore, the people of Massachusetts. And I don't know how you say it. Acknowledging with grateful hearts. Watch this. The goodness of the great legislator of the universe. Don't that sound just like Massachusetts? They got to outdo everybody, don't they? The great legislator of the universe. Hey, they made the point, didn't they? Keep looking. Michigan. How about some hands? Look at all you Michigan folk. We, the people of the state of Michigan, grateful to Almighty God for the blessings of freedom, and earnestly desiring to secure these blessings undiminished to ourselves and to our kids, we do ordain and establish this Constitution. Amen? Pretty good stuff. We're rolling, Raj. How you doing with your finger right there? Click it, click. Hey, Minnesota. We know who they ain't grateful for, the Vikings. I'm a Viking fan, brother. I've been a Viking fan for a long time. We, the people of the state of Minnesota, grateful to God for our civil and our religious liberty. Keep going. You can check us out online, every one of them. Mississippi. Anybody from Mississippi? Woo, look at Big Dan and over here, look at that. We, the people of Mississippi, in convention assembled, grateful to Almighty God, and invoking His blessing on our work, do ordain and establish this Constitution. We're trying. Missouri. Hey, every state, I'm seeing people from every state at Fellowship. We, the people of Missouri, with the profound reverence, say it with me, for the who? Supreme ruler of the universe, and grateful for who? His goodness. We do establish this Constitution. Montana has to be my favorite that I read. Don't you see this? We, the people of Montana, grateful to who? For the quiet beauty of our state, the grandeur of our mountains, the vastness of our rolling hills. I kept reading. I thought I would see Ice Age or something. They actually believed that God made these mountains and these beautiful skies and the plains. Did you know you came from there and that's the country you live in? Say. Isn't that pretty cool? What? Come on, you're going to have a good fourth. We're getting you geared up. Nebraska, we the people grateful to Almighty God for our freedom. Nevada, come on, Las Vegas and all them people, come on. We, the people of the state of Nevada, grateful to Almighty God For our freedom.
I'm trying my hardest to find that we're not a Christian nation. I mean, I'm digging here. I'm really looking. New Hampshire. Maybe they're not. Let me try. Every individual, who's New Hampshire? There you go. Good. Every individual has a natural and unalienable right to worship God according to the dictates of his own conscience and reason. And no subject shall be hurt, molested, or restrained in his person, liberty, or estate for worshiping God in the manner and season most agreeable to the dictates of his own conscience. That's good stuff, isn't it? They're not trying to establish what kind of church you go to, but they don't have any idea other than it'll be a church that is for Almighty God. New Jersey. Look at that. Oh, man, the Jersey folk are in the house. We, the people of the state of New Jersey, grateful, say it with me, to Almighty God for the religious, civil, and religious liberty which He has so long permitted us to enjoy. And looking to who? Him for a blessing. Keep looking. This is wearing the preacher out. I thought I could do it. New Mexico. We, the people of New Mexico. Anybody in New Mexico? Oh, no. I guarantee it, during the winter, we got somebody. We, the people of New Mexico, grateful to who? Hope you aren't going to sleep on me. This is where you live. You could live in Iran where you just protest, and whether you're a woman or not, they shoot you, kill you, murder you right in the street. Amen? Remember some of this stuff next time you open your mouth and put down your country. Amen? Remember this next time when you see a man or a woman in uniform. It's more than just about them. It's about them too, who gave us this great freedom. And it's about Him. How we respond about our nation is about Him. New York! There we go. All right. All over, actually. We, the people of the state of New York, grateful to Almighty God for our freedom. And we want to secure His blessings, it said. Keep going. Oh, man. North Carolina. Anybody else from North Carolina in the house other than me? Hey, right up there. That's what we're talking about. We, the people of the state of North Carolina, so grateful to Almighty God, the sovereign ruler of nations, for the preservation of the American Union, existence of our civil, political, and religious liberties, and acknowledging our dependence upon Him for the continuance of those blessings to us and to our posterity. Do for the more certain security thereof and for the better government of this state ordain and establish this Constitution. And that's how they talk up there, by the way. Here we go. North Dakota. We, the people of North Dakota, grateful to Almighty God. Keep going, Raj. Quick as you can click. Ohio. Come on, Ohio's all in the house this morning. Amen? Ohio. We, the people of the state of Ohio, grateful to who? Almighty God. We'll keep looking. Keep going. Keep going. I'm not giving up. Oklahoma. Invoking the guidance of who? Almighty God. Why are we doing that? In order to secure His blessing on what we're about to undertake. State of Oregon. All men, this is Article 1. All men shall be secure in the natural light to worship Almighty God according to the dictates of their own conscience. He's acknowledged everywhere. Pennsylvania. Hey, y'all excited. There you go. You ought to be. It's a great state. We, the people of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, grateful to Almighty God. Gosh, I'm working so hard. I'm trying to find that we're not a Christian nation. I'm really, really, really working hard here. I'm having a hard time. Rhode Island. We, the people of the state of Rhode Island and Providence Plantations, grateful to Almighty God. And it keeps going. So get the website. Check it out. We're getting to the alphabet. South Carolina. When I grew up in North Carolina, one rule was you didn't like South Carolina. We, the people of the state of South Carolina, in convention assembled, grateful to God. There they are. South Dakota. We, the people of South Dakota, grateful to Almighty Not only am I seeing Almighty God, Supreme Ruler of the Universe, I'm also seeing a lot of times just right up front. Are y'all seeing that every time? I mean, right when you start this thing, it's like He ain't way down. He's like right there. That's where you ought to be in your life. Right there. Amen? Tennessee. Anybody from Tennessee in the house? Okay. I know we got lots of others, but there's one right there. I had to give a couple on this one. That all men have a natural and indefeasible right to worship Almighty God according to the dictates of their own conscience. Hang in here with me. Whereas ministers, listen to this one. Whereas ministers of the gospel, by their profession, dedicated to God and the care of souls, and ought not to be diverted from the great duties of their functions, therefore, no minister of the gospel or priest or any denomination, whatever, shall be eligible to a seat in either the House or the legislature. You know why they did that? They so much believed in God. They believed that if a preacher ran for political office, he'd be stepping down a notch or two. He wouldn't be able to do the duties that he was called to do, which is most important. Look at this one. No person who denies the being of God or a future state of rewards and punishments shall hold any office in the civil department of the state of Tennessee. But they didn't believe in God. They were just idiots. They didn't believe in Him, but they put it all through their stuff. Who does that? Texas. Humbly invoking the blessings of Almighty God. Utah. This is a weird day at fellowship, isn't it? Grateful to Almighty God for life and liberty. Vermont. Vermont? They believe in God? How about anybody in here from Vermont? See there? Look at what they said. Look, that all persons have a natural and inalienable right to worship Almighty God. Keep going. According to the dictates of their own conscience and understandings, as in their opinion, shall be regulated by the... You need to understand, when our founders formed this country and they started these different states, they didn't believe that there were many gods. They believed there was one God. They believed He had one Son and His name was, somebody guess it, Jesus. Now you can smoke whatever you want to smoke, but I'm telling you, this is the truth. You can go to any computer, any library, you can pull up exactly what I'm showing you today. Keep going. Virginia. There you go. That religion or the duty which we owe to our Creator. Only a few states didn't have this in their preamble, but if you look, you don't have to look very far down, you're finding God and Creator and all their stuff. Washington. We, the people of the state of Washington, grateful to the supreme ruler of the... I thought you were just an accident. I guess there's a supreme ruler of the universe, huh? West Virginia. You know it right now. West Virginia. Since through divine providence, we enjoy the blessings of civil, political, and religious liberty, we the people of West Virginia, in and through the provisions of this Constitution, reaffirm our faith and constant reliance upon God. Have I bored you to tears today? Don't answer. Wisconsin. We the people of Wisconsin, grateful to Almighty God for our freedom. Wyoming. We, the people of the state of Wyoming, grateful to God for our civil, political, and religious liberties. Now that's all. Come on, let's give it up for all 50 states. Come on. We did it! And I'm almost done. There's one funny thing. Did you know there's a territory waiting in the wings wanting to be a state? Okay, there's a territory waiting in the wings wanting to be a state. The name of that territory is called Puerto Rico. Here we go. Look. They ain't even a state. But they already get with the program. Look. We the people of Puerto Rico, in order to organize ourselves politically on a fully democratic basis to promote the general welfare and secure for ourselves and our kids the complete enjoyment of human rights, placing our trust in... I mean, even ones that ain't even a state yet is saying this. But we're not a Christian nation. What's up with that? What's up when you poll people, are you a Christian in this country? Whether they live for God or not, did you know still the polling is off the roof, it's out of the chart? It's like 85% of the people go, oh yeah, yeah, I'm a Christian. Yeah, I believe in Christ. Yeah, I'm a Christian. But to think we're not a Christian nation is crazy. Is the United States of America a Christian nation? It's yes. A handful of states, Arkansas, Maryland, North Carolina, Tennessee, have provisions that deny elective office to anybody who does not believe in God. If you don't believe in God, you can't get in elective office. Now, it's probably not enforceable, but that's what they wrote. It's what they meant. In Arkansas, Maryland, persons who do not believe in God are constitutionally forbidden from being a witness in a trial. I don't believe in God. Next. The oaths of office codified in various constitutions often include the closing statements. See if you've ever heard this said at a trial or anything like that. So help me God. Where'd that come from? Way back when. Some states allow an alternate statement such as under the pains and penalties of perjury. But guess what? Several states don't give a rip what you... If you want to say under the pains and penalty of perjury, they say you ain't saying it. They don't offer any other oath at all other than so help me God. And I thought we didn't care. We do care. And our founders cared. I got just one scripture. You have tons. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then when I hear from heaven, I'll forgive their sin, I'll heal their land. How must it make God feel when somebody, anybody, stands up and says, we're not a Christian nation? When our founding fathers, our founding documents, our state constitutions, we're not a Christian nation because it doesn't say God in the Constitution. Okay, I'll give you that. Look at the 50 state constitutions. Since we're not just red states and blue states, we're called what? The United States of America. Pop it up, Raj. Are we a Christian nation? Say it with me. Undeniably shout it. Yes! So we are! Come on, praise the Lord with me. Come on. I can't do much more for you in about 40 minutes than what I've done. We took score. I love playing ball and love watching sports. Guess what? We have the score for the national status. Here it is. I looked at all 50 states. Christian nation, 50. Secular nation, zip. Okay? If you want to change our constitutions, if you want to change who we are as America, why don't you be honest and say really who you are and what you want to do? If you want to be an atheist, great. But don't deny who we are and where we came from. This is American history, friend. This is why this week, go get you some firecrackers or something. I mean, come on! We're America! Amen? Look at that score. Have you ever seen anything so lopsided in your whole life? 50 to zip. And the one waiting in the wings to be a state's going, Almighty God, Almighty God, Almighty God. We are a Christian nation. Praise the Lord. In God we trust. Can we give some glory to the Lord this morning? Amen. Praise to the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Amen.